Exodus chapter 9. Then the Lord Jehovah said to Moses, Go into Pharaoh, and tell him. This is what the Lord Jehovah God of the Hebrews says, Let my people go, that they may serve me. Because if you refuse to let them go, and will hold them still. Look, the hand of the Lord Jehovah is upon your cattle which are in the field, upon the horses, upon the donkeys, upon the camels, upon the oxen, and upon the sheep, there shall be a very grievous plague. And the Lord Jehovah shall separate between the cattle of Israel and the cattle of Egypt. And there shall nothing die of all that is the children of Israel's. And the Lord Jehovah appointed a set time, saying, Tomorrow the Lord Jehovah shall do this thing in the land. And the Lord Jehovah did that thing on the morning, and all the cattle of Egypt died, but of the cattle of the children of Israel not one died. And Pharaoh sent, and, indeed, there was not one of the cattle of the Israelites dead. And the heart of Pharaoh was hardened, and he did not let the people go. And the Lord Jehovah said to Moses and to Aaron, Take to yourselves handfuls of ashes of the furnace, and let Moses sprinkle it towards the heaven in the sight of Pharaoh. And it shall become small dust in all the land of Egypt, and shall be a boil breaking forth with sores upon man, and upon beast, throughout all the land of Egypt. And they took ashes of the furnace, and stood before Pharaoh, and Moses sprinkled it up towards heaven. And it became a boil breaking forth with sores upon man, and upon beast. And the magicians could not stand before Moses because of the boils, because the boil was upon the magicians, and upon all the Egyptians. And the Lord Jehovah hardened the heart of Pharaoh, and he did not listen to them, as the Lord Jehovah had spoken to Moses. And the Lord Jehovah said to Moses, Rise up early in the morning, and stand before Pharaoh, and say to him, This is what the Lord Jehovah God of the Hebrews says, Let my people go, that they may serve me. Because I will at this time send all my plagues upon your heart, and upon your servants, and upon your people, that you may know that there is no one like me in all the earth. Because now I will stretch out my hand, that I may strike you and your people with pestilence, and you shall be cut off from the earth. And for this very cause I have raised you up, to show in you my power, and that my name may be declared throughout all the earth. As yet you exalt yourself against my people, that you will not let them go. Look, tomorrow about this time I will cause it to rain a very grievous hail, such as has not been in Egypt since its foundation even until now. Send therefore now, and gather your cattle, and all that you have in the field, because upon every man and beast which is found in the field, and is not brought home, the hail shall come down upon them, and they shall die. Those who feared the word of the Lord Jehovah among the servants of Pharaoh made his servants and his cattle flee into the houses. And those who did not regard the word of the Lord Jehovah left his servants and his cattle in the field. And the Lord Jehovah said to Moses, Stretch forth your hand towards heaven, that there may be hail in all the land of Egypt, upon man, and upon beast, and upon every herb of the field, throughout the land of Egypt. And Moses stretched forth his staff towards heaven. And the Lord Jehovah sent thunder and hail, and the fire ran along upon the ground, and the Lord Jehovah rained hail upon the land of Egypt. So there was hail, and fire mingled with the hail, very grievous, such as there was none like it in all the land of Egypt since it became a nation. And the hail struck throughout all the land of Egypt all that was in the field, both man and beast. And the hail struck every herb of the field, and broke every tree of the field. Only in the land of Goshen, where the children of Israel were, was there no hail. And Pharaoh sent, and called for Moses and Aaron, and said to them, I have sinned this time, the Lord Jehovah is righteous, and I and my people are wicked. Call upon the Lord Jehovah, because it is enough that there be no more mighty thunderings and hail, and I will let you go, and you shall stay no longer. And Moses said to him, As soon as I am gone out of the city, I will spread abroad my hands to the Lord Jehovah. And the thunder shall cease, neither shall there be any more hail, that you may know how that the earth is the Lord's Jehovah's. But as for you and your servants, I know that you will not yet fear the Lord Jehovah God. And the flax and the barley was stricken. Because the barley was in the ear, and the flax was bald, had formed seed pods. But the wheat and the rye were not stricken, because they were not grown up. And Moses went out of the city from Pharaoh, and spread abroad his hands to the Lord Jehovah. And the thunders and hail ceased, and the rain was not poured upon the earth. And when Pharaoh saw that the rain and the hail and the thunders had ceased, he sinned yet more, and hardened his heart, he and his servants. And the heart of Pharaoh was hardened, neither would he let the children of Israel go, as the Lord Jehovah had spoken by Moses.